This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, we'll give you the toll-free call-in line here momentarily where you can call in to join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The Us in Studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And Chris, apparently there's some good news in New Jersey.
I know.
Like, that's not really a sentence that I'm used to saying.
I don't think anyone is, even people in New Jersey. But I think it's good news.
Yeah, so story here from Reason. What is it?
Garden State crime is down since New Jersey ditched cash bail. And we'll get right into it, and I'll answer some of your questions before you pop in.
All right, well, the first thing...
See, you couldn't help it.
Well, the first thing is we need to make sure that people know what we're talking about here. What is cash bail?
It's covered in the article, but we'll tell you right off the bat. Right off the bat. But cash bail is the process that determines who can go free until trial and who ends up sitting in jail until trial.
Right. And generally, as applied, not as written, but as applied, it really, winds up harming people that are of a lower socioeconomic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you could have two people. Let's say that Mr. Rich Wall Street guy is accused of murdering his wife.
All right.
And he might be able to come up with the $2 million bail that's been put on him.
Yep.
And then you've got the poor schlub in New Jersey who, let's say he had a bunch of unpaid parking tickets.
Yep.
And he's asked to put up $500 or $1,000 in bail.
Right. I'm guessing if he had 500 spare dollars, he would not have unpaid parking tickets.
More than likely.
Just to
correct.
Guess.
Right.
Just to guess.
So in those two circumstances, we have two completely disparate crimes. They're not even similar. Unpaid parking tickets versus murder.
Right.
But the guy who commits murder is likely going to be free on... probably not on his own recognizance, but free on a cash bail. And that means that he's not in jail. He's not taking up a cell that may need to go to a real violent criminal.
Right.
But this guy who with his unpaid parking tickets is. So we're going to get into this. New Jersey is about to end its second year using a pretrial court system that has all but stopped using cash bail to decide which defendants can stay out of jail before appearing in court. And guess what? There's been no spike in crime. So that talks about a big thing. When we have these bail, bail helps prevent crime because it keeps people locked up.
And it keeps bad people off the street. Which, if the point is to keep bad people off the street, why allow them to buy freedom at a certain price?
Right, exactly. Critics of bail reform say that forcing defendants to commit some money as a condition of pretrial release is why they show up to trial and keep their noses clean beforehand. Mind you, it was primarily the bail bond industry making this claim because it has a financial stake in maintaining cash bail.
Of course.
But they weren't the only ones worried about what would happen to the crime rate when New Jersey allowed more people to remain free before trial. Thankfully, New Jersey has not seen an increase in crime. In fact, it's seen the exact opposite. Stats collected over the past 2 years show a significant drop in crime across many major categories. The New Jersey Star-Ledger compared the violent crime numbers from the first 9 months of 2016 to the first 9 months of 2018 and found a 30% drop. Homicides, rapes, robberies, assaults, and burglaries are all on the decline. Over the same time span, New Jersey's pretrial jail population has dropped by 40%. Now, I just want to jump in here and say that I don't believe there's causation here. I don't believe that by stopping collecting bail, that caused crime to drop.
Right. I'm wondering, you know, what other things happened? Were there changes in, you know, the way cops go after, say, petty theft?
Sure.
The way cops enforce drug laws, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
What's been the economic?
Exactly.
You know, how's the economy New Jersey now compared to 2 years ago?
Right.
Because we know that economy winds up playing, you know, a more important factor than, say, mandatory minimum sentencing.
Sure. And I don't think they make the point in this article, and I don't think anybody's trying to draw a conclusion that if you reduce cash bail, your crime will go down.
Right.
That's
what
not...
What you will wind up doing is you wind up, you know, not disadvantaging someone by having them go into the courtroom in the prison jumpsuit.
Right.
Because it's been statistically proven that people that show up, the defendant, when they show up wearing the prison jumpsuit, they get convicted at a much higher rate than people that show up in, you know, either a suit and tie or street clothes.
Right. Yep, absolutely. Over the same time span, pretrial jail population has dropped by 40%. That's a huge savings to the people of New Jersey.
In theory.
We should, of course, be wary of about too much correlation here. First of all, we're seeing a general dip in violent crime nationwide, and the Star-Ledger is talking about the statistics for the most dangerous crimes. Nevertheless, it's not too soon to say that reforms have yet to fail. Under New Jersey's pretrial system, courts use risk assessment to calculate the odds of a defendant will commit additional crimes or miss court dates while on release. The calculation is heavily informed by a defendant's criminal history, and with feedback from attorneys on both sides, the judge evaluates these risks and decides the terms of pretrial release for each defendant, calling for varying levels of monitoring depending on risk level.
Right. So they might wind up basically putting somebody on, say, pretrial probation.
Sure.
You've got to check in with this person X number of times a week. You've got to take a drug test. You've got to this, that, the other thing.
Right. But the important thing here is that they have empowered the judges to be able to do this and to make some of these decisions. Let me see here. If the judge decides there's no way to make sure the defendant shows up for court and stays clean on release, the judge can keep him or her detained in jail until the conclusion of the case. Judges detained about 18% of defendants in 2017.
I'm guessing those are people that either were deemed a flight risk or they were being held on, you know, that aforementioned murder charge.
Yeah, yeah. If it's
where they've got a history of violence.
Right.
And, you know what?
Or a big, long, just a criminal record, a big, long criminal record. I mean, that could make a judge. And maybe in previous cases, he's jumped bail, too.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's just not shown up. In short, the new system appears to be keeping violent, dangerous defendants behind bars while allowing lower-level offenders more freedom as their cases make their way through the court system. Keeping defendants who aren't dangerous from languishing in jail is important. Those who are stuck behind bars just because they can't afford bail often end up feeling like they have no choice but to plead guilty, if only to get out and get things over with. Defendants who are jailed unnecessarily risk losing their jobs, getting evicted, and suffering other economic consequences that destabilize families. Studies show that defendants who are likely to get bad plea deals and receive harsher punishments than they would if they were for free. Why? Because they have no leverage with the prosecutors, they're desperate, and sometimes the court systems operate so slow that they serve the equivalent of their punishment in jail before they're even tried. For many lower-level crimes, the pretrial detention feels no different than being convicted.
Right, and whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty? But no, we're going to keep you in jail for 6 months before we ever wind up having the case, and if convicted, you do 90 days. What? Oh,
right.
You know what? We'll let you off with time served. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
For letting me serve twice what the law says the punishment is.
Yeah, it's insane, and You know, I don't want to come across like I'm pro-crime and I'm pro-criminal or whatever you're thinking out there. The real fact is that, yes, Daryl is correct. We have a presumption of innocence, and to unnecessarily hold people, particularly over minor crimes or victimless crimes, it just doesn't make any sense.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we're going to delve into this topic about innocent until proven guilty, allegedly. Like, that's what we're told, right? But
right.
Yet, you wind up having people that wind up being held in jail until their court date because they didn't have the money. And then, well, the jury thinks, well, why else is he in those prison clothes if he's not guilty? Again, we'll get back into it in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about Bitmas. Yeah, you've heard of Christmas. Well, now we're in the 10 days of Bitmas, as in Bitcoin. So Christmas shopping just got cheaper if you are a Bitcoiner. 35% off swag and hardware wallets until midnight today, Thursday, December 6th. So if you're listening to us and it's after December 6th, well, there's a new discount, and you'll just have to go to store.bitcoin.com and then click on 10 days of Bitmas to find out what it is. But until midnight tonight, again, 35% off swag and hardware wallets when you use code Bitmas 35, B-I-T-M-A-S 35, and of course that's over, again, at store.bitcoin.com, and Bitmas is running until December 14th. Each of the deals that they have are running for 48 hours. So instead of a lot of times, places that do like 10 or 12 days of whatever, it's a different thing every day. These 48-hour specials, head over again, store.bitcoin.com, and click on where it says 10 days of Bitmas. So, Chris, there's a longer piece from Reason about innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, and it's not that dated. This comes from the August-September version of the print magazine Reason.
Yeah.
But in this, it starts off saying, quote, "I did something stupid and something I shouldn't have done," unquote, are the first words of Bill Pizer's tale of how he ended up getting arrested and jailed for the first time in his life at the age of 73.
Now I'm curious what a 73-year-old man did that was stupid and something he shouldn't have done.
There you go. Pizer, a San Francisco cab driver, said he'd been feeling frustrated with a couple of noisy young neighbors in the spring of 2017. Exhausted and angry over a sleepless night that had led to him skipping a day of work, he decided to confront them on the afternoon of April 17th.
All right.
The something stupid that Pizer agrees he shouldn't have done was to bring a .22 caliber handgun with him when he went to their apartment.
Yeah, because he was in California.
Yeah. Though the men did not answer the door when Pizer repeatedly kicked it, they saw him through the peephole and called the police. There was no direct confrontation, but as Pizer was leaving, he fired the gun by accident while trying to uncock it in the hallway. According to one of Pizer's attorneys, the bullet lodged in a wall in the lobby of the building a few inches off the floor. Nobody was hurt. But
reckless discharge of a firearm is never a good thing.
No, it's never a good thing. The police came and arrested Pizer. Pizer explained what happened, but he said police refused to believe it was an accident and insisted he was trying to harm his neighbors. He says he was prepared to plead guilty to what he had done, brandishing a weapon. But when he was brought before the court, he found out he was being charged with attempted murder, two counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm, and discharging a firearm at an inhabited dwelling.
All right, so let me pause here, because when I think .22 caliber handgun, I don't think semi-automatic firearm, but I guess technically it is, right?
It could be.
You don't have to put, as I understand, and please correct me here, because I'm guessing there's a lot of people that don't really understand some of these gun terms.
Sure.
But as I understand it, a semi-automatic firearm is anything where you can have multiple bullets just there. So if it was, say, a single-shot gun,
right,
where you have to manually put a bullet in every time you want to fire it, that's not semi-automatic. But if you've got, like, a clip or a magazine that has four or five or even two bullets, that technically would be semi-automatic because you can just, easily fire two shots?
It's kind of a non-issue. So what a semi-automatic is capable of doing...
The reason I'm trying to go here is because when people hear the term semi-automatic firearm, they think, oh, it must be one of those AK-40 MR-15 things.
It is. It's a weapon of war of some sort. What they're implying, I think what they're implying here is that California has a lot of laws against semi-automatic firearms. So in this case, a firearm, a 22, I can think of a number of them, but it probably has some sort of a magazine that goes in it that holds 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 22 bullets.
Right.
And every time you squeeze the trigger, then another bullet will come out.
Right. So that's what makes it semi-automatic, is you don't have to manually load the gun every time before you fire.
Correct. And it requires no other action before you fire another one other than pressing the trigger.
Okay. Now, it's not like a revolver where you have to pull the little clicker back.
Well, yeah, but revolvers can be fired in single action or double action, but with most modern revolvers, even if it doesn't have a hammer, you can pull hard for the first round to go out, and then everything advances, and then you have a fresh bullet, and you pull again, and you pull again. So, you know, it's kind of silly, these differences. They're distinct, and they are to gun people.
Right.
They get that, but the end result is, you know, you can fire off a whole lot of rounds out of a revolver in a relatively short period of time.
Right.
What makes it more difficult is then reloading a revolver compared to reloading something that has a magazine.
Yeah.
But we digress. This guy gets charged not with brandishing a weapon, which he said he was ready to plead guilty to, but with he was being charged with attempted murder, two counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm, and discharging a firearm at an inhabited dwelling. Daryl, I thought that was the one that was going to trip you at. Apparently, is there a law in California that says you cannot discharge a firearm at an inhabited building?
There probably is.
I expected there to be, like, inside of an inhabited building. Nope, but at is the charge.
Yeah, I'm surprised it doesn't say in.
Right.
But again, I just wanted to point out that, you know, that term, semi-automatic firearm, it sounds really scary, but it's not necessarily a scary thing. It's just like most guns now are, by definition, semi-automatic.
Yeah, absolutely. And the round, a 22 round, is on the low side power-wise of every gun. I've got a buddy I grew up with who got shot in the chest with a 22, and he was fine. Got another friend who shot himself in the foot. He was fine.
So let's find out what happened to this guy.
What happened to Pizer next illustrates a chronic problem one civil rights advocates are attempting to force states and counties to address. Pizer ended up stuck in jail for 6 months while awaiting his trial, not because he was a threat to society, he was a septuagenarian with no criminal record who hadn't actually injured anyone, but because he didn't have enough money to pay bail.
Which doesn't sound unusual for somebody that's 73 years old. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
George H.W. Bush was laid to rest at his presidential library at Texas A&M University in College Station, Texas. The casket of our former 41st president traveled via train from Houston to College Station. Many folks came out along that train route to pay their final respects to our 41st president.
I wanted to show my respects to a man who did a lot for our country but didn't want a lot of notoriety for doing it. He was the president. He did the job that he was elected to do.
It's a moving experience, the fact that my commander-in-chief from Desert Storm is being laid to rest today. It's a little emotional.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, President Trump hosts a Hanukkah reception at the White House, a tradition that was established by President George W. Bush back in 2001. And a new study from the CDC says nearly 1 in 6 Americans are still being exposed to secondhand smoke. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And want to thank Ron, who is a silver amplifier. The amplifiers, those are people that are part of our AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And for as little as $5 per month, you can join the AMP program and get perks like ad-free versions of the podcast. There's an AMP-only Discord channel, which I've not even mentioned the Discord yet. We've got Discord call-in lines. And in the Discord, there's an AMP-only Discord channel. There's an AMP-only Facebook page. There's probably some other AMP perks that I can't think of.
You know, I finally added myself to the AMP-only group on Discord, realizing that I could actually add myself to things.
Right.
Apparently, I have
because you're both an amplifier and an admin.
And a host and an admin. So, hey, I could do that. So, yeah, I'd look to speak with people over there, too.
Yeah. So you can learn more about that over at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, what the money does that comes in through the AMP program is it helps us do three things: advertise, market, and promote the show, mainly to program directors of radio stations to try to get the show on more stations. Currently on about 195 stations, and I think we can, you know, realistically be on, and it's not going to happen next week, it's probably not going to happen next year, but we could realistically be on 195 more.
I agree. I'm anxious to hit 200 because I think I like those round numbers, those little milestones, and I think it just goes to show that people are ready for a message that isn't the same two sides of the same coin message they get on conservative or liberal talk radio.
Yes, and we are on both of those types of stations.
Where?
And again, you can learn more about the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. So it's Daryl and Chris in studio tonight, and we've been talking about the criminal injustice system, specifically as it relates to two things, innocent until proven guilty and the bail system.
Yes. And we were talking, we did a quick story out of New Jersey to us by Reason Magazine, Reason.com, that talked about, you know, what they had seen after 2 years since they had done away with cash bail.
Right.
What they did was they empowered their judges to make decisions and didn't just have a set formula. If you were convicted of this crime, then you have to pay this amount of bail and stuff like that.
Well, no. Bail's not for people that are convicted. It's for people that have been charged with.
Thank you, Daryl. You are absolutely correct.
That's why we started talking about the innocent until proven guilty is because, you know, a lot of times, let's say you've got somebody that has been chronically unemployed for whatever reason.
Right.
They get arrested for petty theft. You know, it stole $20 worth of groceries from Save Right. You've got somebody else that, you know, upper middle class, winds up, you know, just for the thrill of it, you know, stealing stuff out of people's cars.
Sure.
Both petty theft.
Right.
They both wind up going before the judge, and the judge looks at his little spreadsheet.
Yep.
Petty theft, first offense, the bail is $400.
Well, and it's never numbers like that, Daryl. I want to pause right there. What the numbers are usually like are $10,000 or $100,000 or $50,000.
But there are some things, you know, well, low-level offenses,
but here's
it might be small amounts, but the point is still the same. Your chronically unemployed person isn't going to be able to pay that. Your upper middle class guy will. And then when both of those people go before a jury or a judge, one's wearing a suit, one's wearing prison jumpers, the guy in prison jumpers going to get convicted like 95 times more often than the guy wearing a suit.
I don't disagree with you, but here's where the jail bail cash bail lobby has been great. What they have done is they have lobbied for high bail amounts. So even if, and I'm going to use some personal experience, my son was involved in an altercation with a girl. He was seen at the time. He somehow their heads collided. She ended up with like a bloody nose.
All right.
And my son panics and does what he thinks is the right thing. He immediately calls the cops.
Yes, I know.
He immediately is charged with, I can't remember what version of assault it was.
Probably some kind of domestic something.
Yeah, it was. It was a domestic assault charge. But he had to post, I want to say, $10,000 bail. So there was no correlation between a bloody nose and $10,000 other than the bail system being created so that
we've got a spreadsheet that says this offense.
Right.
It doesn't matter what the circumstances. That's for the jury to decide later is whether or not you're actually innocent or guilty.
Oh, absolutely. But the bail industry has been very successful at lobbying for these very high rates, so you have to use a bailsman or bondsman.
Right.
And in that case, you know, you have to pay 5% or you have to pay 10% to the bondsman who will put up real estate or something else as collateral against that amount. So, you know, this is sort of corporatism, too. This is a very successful lobby that has basically changed policy.
Yeah. So let's get back into the case here. Again, 73-year-old San Francisco cab driver got frustrated with some of his young, noisy neighbors.
Yep.
Goes down, knocks on their apartment door, has his 22 handgun.
Doesn't get in, doesn't go in, doesn't confront them at all.
The door.
Don't answer the door.
They're like, There's some crazy old coot with a gun. I'm not going to open
that door.
He tries to put the gun back into the holster or his waistband or wherever he was putting his gun.
He was trying to uncock it.
Accidental discharge.
Yep.
And he wound up not getting charged with brandishing, which he fully expected to get charged with and plead guilty to because that's what it did.
Yep.
But he got attempted murder, two counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm, and discharging a firearm at an inhabited building. And he was then sitting in jail for 6 months awaiting trial because he didn't have the money.
Yes. And it's insane. Activists argue that cash bail systems violate the rights of people like Pizer who have been charged but not convicted of crimes. More and more judges, lawmakers, and even prosecutors are starting to agree. Pizer's bail was set at $625,000 based on the schedule for his alleged crimes. The attempted murder charge was later dropped, but the bail didn't change.
Of course not.
If Pizer wanted to fight these charges from outside of a jail cell, he needed to either cough up cash or pay a bail bondsman a portion of the cost, typically 10%, to front the money for him. Pizer did not have that much. He qualified for representation by a public defender because he was considered indigent. He and his defense attorneys tried to get multiple judges to reduce his bail, pointing out his stellar record and the possibility of losing both his taxi medallion and his rent-controlled apartment. He had turned the gun over to police and didn't want it back. He promised to stay away from the neighbors. No dice. He would spend half a year in jail until his case was heard in October, at which point the jury watched the security footage of what happened, deliberated, and found him not guilty on all counts. It looks like, quote, it looks like an old man doing something stupid, unquote, says one juror, speaking to Reason on condition of anonymity. The charges, which require proof of intent, didn't match what they saw. Quote, this is not a violent guy who needs to be put away, the juror says. Yet, just months before, a judge had insisted that Pizer represented a public safety threat and a flight risk due to the severity of his charges. He faced a possible sentence of 19 years in jail as justification for his remarkably high bail.
More on this, plus your calls and thoughts about whatever is on your mind. But we're talking about the criminal injustice system. 855-450-FREE.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we're talking about the criminal injustice system, specifically the part of the system that requires some people to be held in jail for really long periods of time before they ever wind up going before a judge to determine if they are guilty or innocent of the crime against them. Reason has a fairly lengthy piece that we will get back into. But, you know, maybe, since the holidays are coming up, you want to not only buy gifts for other people, but maybe you want to buy a gift for yourself. And what better gift than the gift of a good night's sleep? Well, you can do that with a MyPillow. I've got one, Chris. You've got one.
Yep.
Several of the other hosts of Free Talk Live have MyPillows as well. Now, that's the brand name, right? It's the MyPillow. It's designed to help you get a good night's sleep. And with a 60-day money-back guarantee, what do you have to lose? Go to MyPillow.com. Get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price and get free shipping on all orders when you use promo code FTL. And remember, if for some reason you don't like the MyPillow, you have 60 days to return it for a refund of the purchase price. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL.
Yeah, we've been talking about this story, actually our second story from Reason on this topic. The first one discussed how New Jersey had basically done away with cash bail, the system that says when you are accused of a crime but not yet charged and found guilty, you would have been charged but not found guilty, that
correct,
you have to pay money to stay out of jail. And this other article has taken us to California, where we find a 73-year-old gentleman who said, quote, "I did something really stupid," or thereabouts, I'll paraphrase, but he had an altercation with his neighbors, young neighbors, and he's a 73-year-old cab driver. He went up there, stormed up there, and he had a .22 pistol, and it accidentally discharged. For this, he was charged with account of one count of murder and two counts of assault and discharging a firearm at a inhabited building. It was pretty silly. The judge looked at the table, which is standard for bail, and tells them quickly that he needs to pay $625,000 in bail, which is a thoroughly unreasonable amount given the crime. He goes to prison, he goes in front of the judge, goes in front of the jury. He asks for a reduction in his bail. He is denied. And then he goes to trial and is found not guilty of all charges, even though at this point he's already spent 6 months in jail. Quote, both judges accused me in open court of being a menace to society, and one added that I was a threat to public safety, Pizer says. And mind you, there has been no trial. If Pizer had the money, he would have been treated completely differently. Quote, If I tell the judge you can't pay the bail, the judge drops any pretense whatsoever of impartiality, he says. Quote, if you pay the bail, you're a regular citizen. If you don't pay the bail, you're treated as guilty until you're proven innocent, unquote.
Right. And you know, that's really the injustice of the injustice system.
Sure.
Is if you've got the money, then you can get something resembling justice. Otherwise, it's a crapshoot.
Yep.
And just like craps, the odds are not in your favor.
Yeah. I was trying to come up with some, if the glove fits,
then
something.
If the glove Chewbacca, don't fit. If Chewbacca is a Wookiee, then you must acquit.
But again, here we have a case. O.J. Simpson's a perfect case. You know, O.J. Simpson was accused in the brutal slaying of two people.
Right.
He was obviously a flight risk because he immediately jumped on an airplane and went to Chicago after he talked to the police. He comes back and, what, goes on a low-speed car chase?
Yeah, like 40 miles an hour.
Right. It wasn't even that. I think it was like 20 miles an hour. It was craziness, but... But did O.J. go to jail? I can't even remember. Was he denied bail?
I know he went to jail after he sold all of his sports memorabilia.
Right. But that was all.
And then went to rob the guy that he sold it to.
Yeah, that was all in Nevada. But
right.
In the original, I think he might have.
I don't remember.
Yeah. But here you have a guy, you know, basically charged with murder and... You know, I'm going to have to Google that because I may
right.
be wrong on that. It seems to me that he was in jail for some period of time there. But the point is there's lots of people, lots of wealthy people that never set foot in jail.
Right.
Just because they got the money.
Right. Or they might sit in, booking overnight.
Right.
But they're not spending, you know, any serious amount of time.
Yeah,
and if O.J. was in, it was probably for a weekend until he was able to see a judge.
Yeah, I'm just...
While you're trying to find that, let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, you mentioned the Christmas gift, and do you know that we have, like, bait packages to catch the porch pirates?
Hold on. What are bait packages and what are porch pirates?
Okay. Porch pirates, the thieves go crazy and they steal packages off your porch.
Do they wear eye patches when they do it?
Arr.
Well, you know what? We got tons of it out here. They're going crazy during the Christmas season. So then the bait packages actually, it's fake. You could ask them to put them in your house, and then they follow them around. It's like a GPS, and they find them.
Now
it's
bait packages.
I've heard of bait cars and bait bikes, things
right.
of that sort. To where basically, and this sounds like entrapment, right? Where you wind up putting. You might know that this area has a high crime rate, so you put something that is enticing to somebody to come steal, and then you've got cops that are just like sitting there waiting on them to pick it up.
I wouldn't get the cops involved. I'd just have fun with it myself.
No, no. She's what she's talking about.
I'm saying
something done by the cops, which would be, as far as I'm concerned,
entrapment.
Thank you for the call. But now, there are some prank videos on YouTube, and I don't know how accurate they are to reality, you know, because it could be one of these things to where the people that are caught on the bait bike
are
just paid actors.
Right.
But, you know, it's some pretty interesting videos.
Like the one where the front tire of the bicycle is loosened up. I've seen that one.
Front tire falls off. There's one where they, like, rub pepper spray sort of substance on the handlebars. And then they'll have somebody shoot the guy in the face with a water gun. And, of course, they go to wipe the water off of their face.
Oh, perfect.
And because they've got the pepper, you know, the OC, the oleoresin capsicum, on basically, you know, the pepper juice on their hands, they're getting the pepper juice in their eyes. There's others where, like, the bike just splits in half.
See, now,
there's a rope tied to the bike.
That's great.
There's also one I saw where they had a moving truck. And they had a bunch of boxes full of manure. As soon as the guy gets up into the back of the truck, they close the thing and lock it and start driving around. And all the boxes open, of course, because he's falling on top of them.
Did they have cameras in there, I'm sure?
They had cameras in there.
See?
They had to go power wash the back of the truck. And I think they wound up losing the deposit on the truck.
I would think so.
Yeah, like they went to Ryder and they were like, yeah, we need to just rent a truck. And it was still so nasty that, yeah.
Yeah, as people are going to accuse me of promoting violence, but I think those things are perfect and I think they're just and I think they are a way to get your point across without involving the police.
Right.
I mean, if you can pull something over on a thief, they've got it coming as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
And I would rather they suffer my own perverse sense of justice than trust them to the court system.
Right. So. And, you know, there's a lot of time. We've read countless stories about cops setting somebody up on some undercover drug deal to where the person wasn't going to be any kind of, you know, drug dealer until the cops set them up to do it.
Right. Or better yet, when cops fight or arrest each other because one is doing the undercover and the other one is an informant.
Yeah.
I love that.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. And you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.